We're kicking down this motherfucking door, and we're doing this.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock I found.
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
Was pulled out of power and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing paint. Three dudes in a dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back for another week of Three Dudes in a Dock. I apologize, last week we did not have a episode due to some technical difficulties. But this week we are back. We watched Wiener, 2016 documentary about Anthony Wiener, or should I say Dickumentary? I saw Christian give me the hands in the air.
What a fucking movie.
So this is directed by Elyse Steinberg and Josh Kriegman. Came out 2016 about disgraced politician Anthony Wiener.
A round of applause for those two.
During his second mayoral campaign. So let me start off this. I'm going to ask both of you guys, have you sent a dick pic before?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
No. I for sure have, 100%. Definitely. So we will start crafting our statements when the...
We just don't have any political aspirations and you'll be fine.
When it comes to air.
Yeah.
Well... Because if you just get in front of it and you're like, whatever. Like, if you don't give a shit, then...
Like, for all
no
this...
No one else would.
So, I'm gonna preface this. Anthony Wiener is a dirtbag, but not because of what's in this documentary. He ended up sending some shit to a 15-year-old girl. Like, that's gross. He's now labeled as a sex offender. Like,
permanently.
Registered as a sex offender, spent 21 months in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck Anthony Wiener, not literally, but
he would like that.
Poor phrasing,
yeah,
Tyler.
I really think his name should have been Richard
Dick Wiener,
because I'm like, Wiener. Bro, just from the because like you're when this story first came out, it's like there's no way that's his real name. Like there's no
last week
way
when Tyler pulled the episode out of the jar. He was like, you're gonna love this. What a great transition. Okay,
from,
what is it?
From gay porn. And see, this is what makes me really sad that the gay porn bookstore documentary episode didn't work out. Technical difficulties. Couldn't put it up. It was such...
Couldn't get her up.
It was such a great fucking transition.
Yeah. That was beautiful. Yeah. But you were like, we're going to watch the documentary Wiener.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. You're like, it's about the American politician Anthony Wiener. And I was like, wait, before we go any further... Is it really pronounced Wiener?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of this guy, but like...
Yeah, no. No, he doesn't have enough money like the Koch brothers that they're actually... Their last name's Koch, but if you have enough money, you're like, fuck you, you pronounce it Koch. And you're like, sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Be like, you're just a politician, bro. Your name's Wiener.
I thank the Jewish God that his real name is Wiener, because that just makes this beautiful.
Yeah.
It makes my job a lot easier.
Is that a different God or...
You got to identify.
He should never have been in politics to begin with a name like that.
No. I don't know what his other job, what's his other life?
You don't think he could have been like an elite Navy SEAL?
Private Wiener?
Yeah.
Not for Anthony.
Get the fuck down!
He should have opened up a hot dog cart.
Wiener's now. Wiener.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Jesus.
Just a caricature of him?
Whole lot of Wiener.
Yeah. Oh, so, or you could do covers of songs.
So let me let me give you my insight on Anthony Wiener. He would have been one hell of a politician, I think.
Why? Because he knows how to be a slime bag.
No, I think he just had all the right intentions.
He married the right woman
politically.
Yeah, like I think he's a good guy or was a good guy.
No.
Until he sent it to a 15-year-old. Like, you're having consensual sexting relationships with someone, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, like, I don't give a shit.
That shouldn't disqualify you as a politician. Who gives a shit? You're both adults. Yeah. I mean,
I was kind of thinking
shitty that he had a wife. And
yeah, I feel the worst for her.
Yeah,
but I was 20 thinking names.
His wife's got like 20 names.
Two names.
Does she?
That's really long.
Huma Abedin.
I was thinking of someone else. Never mind. Oh. Sorry.
Her name's Huma Abedin.
But I don't, in the history of New York mayors,
he's.
I feel like he's pretty clean.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. He's the best like, so far. Let's go back 150 years and like, damn, this guy killed three people and he still ran.
Yeah.
The next time, so
just again, insane. Like
he's all right.
A remarkably upstanding politician.
But all politicians are pieces of shit.
I can't stress this enough. Sending a dick pic to a 15-year-old automatically disqualifies him from being a good guy anymore.
Yeah.
But I think he would have made a fucking great politician. Yeah. And I was telling Christian before we started recording, he is the butterfly effect that has shaped our current history right now. So he was very close with the Clintons.
How is he not dead?
No. So, but listen to this.
He sent a dick pic.
He is the reason.
That's why he's not dead.
He is the reason Donald Trump became president.
Yeah.
And everything that follows is automatically his fault.
Man, so less people would have died in America through COVID.
Dude, having Lizard Lady Hillary yell at you would be the weirdest fucking thing.
Like, yeah. So
and your wife.
But just listen to this. So he sent this dick pic to the 15-year-old.
Yeah.
The FBI is obviously investigating him, rightfully so. They take his computer and all his like his electronic devices. On that laptop, they find emails from Hillary, which turned into the email scandal, which basically lost her the election.
In the last couple of weeks, like in the last 2 months of that election as well, like there is not a worse fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so she definitely was like, God damn it, Anthony.
Oh, my God. The fact that she's still alive, like through
shit. You think Bill's like, hey, thanks, Anthony. I didn't want to be the first male first guy. I don't know. Like I was.
Let's sit on that for a sec, because like that's not, a fucking like, interesting point.
Yeah. Bill is like, hey Anthony, you're gonna have to take a bullet for me, bud. Could she be 17? Like, no, she's got to be 15. Like, fuck,
that's the young.
Oh man, like listen, if Jeffrey was here, she'd be 11. You're like, wow, Jesus Christ.
Okay, fucking.
That's my theory.
But
that's a really interesting thing to think
about. You think I'm going to sit there and play my fucking saxophone all the time? No way. No.
But it's insane to think of that. Like literally.
That's awesome.
He was a major cause of Donald Trump being president.
Like, and then Trump gets in first day and calls him like, thanks, man.
Yeah.
And like, why didn't he get pardoned?
And it's crazy. For all the shit that Donald Trump has done, like, grab him by the pussy, like all this, like this.
And he shouts out, "No perverts in New York."
Yeah,
Are you fucking kidding me? Get out then.
Yeah.
It's amazing that he is in.
Shocking.
And may get in again.
That he's still alive is fucking crazy.
May get in again, and
I mean Anthony Weiner, not Trump.
Both.
Yeah.
Just like anyone that seems to piss off a Clinton is like, bro, you're gonna eat lead real quick.
I think that's probably a little bit overblown.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Okay. That was nuts. Remember we talked about before that this is starting to feel a lot like American news?
Yeah.
Just look into shit, you idiots.
But yeah.
Just Google it.
That's the most American saying I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Just watch the news. Just read on it.
Oh, yeah, sorry, guys. I'm sorry that, we all know that Hillary and her husband have a strong marriage and they've never fucked each other over or fucked the American people over or anyone. So
I'm definitely not agreeing with the reverse of that.
They're good people.
Yeah.
Continue.
I just don't know how badly this affects Anthony, like how badly this affects the Clintons, I guess, or Anthony Weiner. I think that you're closer to the mark than like anything else.
And Bill's just like, hey, buddy.
You're not fucking, you're not making me first man.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you would call them. First lady or so like first lord?
First gentleman.
First
gentleman. Oh, fuck. Yeah, they would be the first gentleman in the United States.
Like, I'm not doing that.
I don't know. I'm stuck on that. I'm sorry. I think I'm out for this one.
I like it.
Done with this episode.
I didn't mean to break your brain. I just thought it was a funny thing to be like, hey.
I think it's crossed my mind before.
How do you get?
The only first man in the White House that could ever be in American history would already have to have been the whole president twice
Yeah. Done some cool shit with a cigar.
Yeah.
And was like, no, I'm gonna do this the second time around. Third time around.
So I feel like, oh man, Anthony Weiner got the fucking shit end of the stick on this one.
Yeah.
During the dock. Everything after the dock, no, get fucked. But like during the dock, like, I don't know. This is not in any way a defense, or I don't want to be an apologist or anything like that. But
right.
I feel like it was kind of none of anyone's business. Like that was a private matter.
So
fuck but Sydney that's Leathers.
So weird yeah. about
100% fuck Sydney Leathers. That was not literally. Horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you.
But
could.
Then yeah. you're.
How much money do you guys make?
But then at that point, would you get mad at a casino? If I went, like, if you went in and spent all your money, and you're like, this fucking casino. I'm like, bro, you're playing with fire.
No, I would not.
Oh, like, do you mean like he's mad now that he was texting someone who probably...
She's a professional whore. And you're like, God damn, this whore did whore things. And you're like...
She wasn't, though, at that point.
No, she messaged him just to say,
That was a different one.
That was a different woman? Yeah, I don't think so.
That was Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, Anthony's pulling multiple?
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Six.
There's...
Man, the beauty threshold in America seems quite low.
Of, like, who you'll actually...
I have, like, aspirations to be an American politician. I mean, run through these people.
The guy's pretty jacked. Like, if you saw those pictures...
Yeah. A Jewish warrior.
Yeah, how closely did you
watch on his stuff? Little hat and... Fa, 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 fa. You think he works out with just his yarmulke on?
I don't think he wears one.
Oh, he's not a true little hat then.
But
he's trying to be mayor of New York.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Put that little hat in the back burner.
100% fuck Sydney Leathers. Like, so, like, I get, you know, maybe he rebuffed her. Maybe he ghosted her at some point.
Rebuffed.
And she was mad. Like, yeah.
I think she just, like, she barked up the right tree.
You were in a consensual... you know,
non-physical relationship.
Non-physical relationship with someone. Yeah. Like, why go to the point to fuck up their, like?
Is my point not coming across clearly? That like horse will be horse. So I don't get mad at a raccoon for getting into garbage.
No, but
so
I think technically, for the record, I don't think that she's some kind of like escort or
no.
like.
No, like, but you have that mentality.
But the thing is, if she had have left it and continued, and maybe he cut it off, maybe, I don't know. But if she had have continued, would she have not have been in a way better position?
Yeah, the mistress of the mayor of New York?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Whores will be whores. And they can't help themselves.
I feel like she wasn't looking out for herself. That's a good point. Yeah. If she had just kind of kept this on the DL... Flown out once or twice a year.
Or after he is mayor, be like, message him, like, hey, Anthony, remember our conversations?
Yeah, now that you're the mayor.
You're now the mayor.
Yeah.
I want a trip to New York City.
I want Broadway. I want
Broadway.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Give me the monopoly.
Can I own the financial district? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She thinks New York's the fucking monopoly, like a game. They're like, I want this piece. And like, it's not how this works.
She doesn't get it.
We were reading her IMDb page.
It's extensive. Did she win an Oscar?
There's two credits: Big Tit Boss and
Best Cum Shot.
Wiener and Me. It's not even Wiener and I.
Wiener and Me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not.
Is that just
grammatically
a play on,
incorrect?
Yeah.
That's grammatically correct.
Is it
Wiener and Me?
Should it not be Wiener and I?
No, you wouldn't refer to yourself.
Wouldn't it be
as
Wiener
I?
In I?
Yeah, I would. That's Wiener and I is the correct way.
Shouldn't it be Wiener in I? Because it was his Wiener was in.
I don't know, but
no, because she's talking about me, like from her own perspective.
That's still not the.
I bet you it is.
I bet you she didn't think this long on the fucking title.
Yeah, if we're to go and I was talking to someone like, oh, Mitch and Me. No, it's Mitch and I.
Right, but that's not. Yeah. That's not the sense of her title.
Why do we have to put ourselves in the porn character movie?
She has two credits, Wiener Me, Big Tip Boss.
She's still killing the cock game, what's she doing now?
She does have three credits. She is credited for being this movie as well. But
sick. Get them residuals.
Her blurb, it doesn't have a picture of her. Her blurb.
Are there pictures of her blurb?
I
just certain parts of her body blurred.
But the little
Japanese porn style.
The little blurb about her says she is a 30-year-old writer.
Writer?
Writer.
She writes her own scene.
Writer.
R-I-G-H-T-E-R or W-R-I-G-H-T-E-R?
Adult performer and political activist. She did enact some political change.
Hey, ho, let's go. I'm still a ho. Or like just the dumbest.
What it just stops at hey, ho.
Yeah. What? So, like, and she says what after?
Nothing. She just
hey, ho, what? Hey, ho, what?
And like the fact that, you know, she on election day, she shows up at his election campaign headquarters where he was announcing or whatever.
Yeah.
Why? Like, you're literally just doing that for clout.
Yeah.
Like,
you knew that there's going to be cameras.
That is 100% the only reason.
If this was a Middle Eastern documentary, how long in to this doc where you're like, oh, this lady just got killed?
It wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. This whole doc would not exist because they don't have phones.
But like
this is why dictatorships are awesome.
But that's what's wrong with society like right now. Like,
yeah.
Like this person like literally just blew up this potentially great politician's life for clout.
Yeah.
That's clout chaser. It's a bizarre point to make because after seeing the doc and reading about it and now definitely reading about what happened afterwards.
Yeah.
It's difficult to imagine him actually being a good politician.
Of course. Yeah, because he would have been the mayor of New York City, fucking everyone at PS 103. And you're like, this is fucked up.
And it's just no good. It's a weird thing to think about.
But yeah,
I think I have to kind of agree. Like, he was willing to stick his neck out there. And
good ideas. He was.
Yeah. I don't think he would have been a good mayor. I think it was just like this is fucking.
I think he's a good
insane
actor.
Yeah, like Jimmy Savile. Everyone was like, this guy's amazing. The whole time he was like, I'm fucking every kid.
But I think he had the right ideas. Like
Jimmy Savile did? Yeah, so I'm saying that like you play a chameleon position until you are at the top and then you're like, all right.
I don't agree. I think he...
So you think he just woke up one day and was like, today I am going to dick pic a 15-year-old?
Well, no. I don't know what happened there. I don't know that situation again. And that disqualifies him...
Yeah, so the fact that card is on the table is like, wait, where did this card come from? It didn't just fucking appear. You had to have this somewhere.
Like, maybe thought she was 18. I have no idea. I don't know, and I'm not making excuses for him. But
yeah, this is professional.
Yeah, politically, I think he had good ideas. I think he was probably like,
it's tricky,
he couldn't get out of his own way.
Yeah.
And again, like...
Yeah, fuck them all.
Like... Yeah, it wasn't always kids. Like it was women of age that I don't know. Like it's hard.
The sound bites for themselves.
I know. You know, guys, when I get suited up for the game,
it's
you gotta play different teams every once in a while.
It's
like, what does that mean?
It's a hard thing to, like, I don't want to applaud him because he doesn't deserve it.
No, anymore. I don't want to apologize either.
Can applaud him.
No,
fine. Why not? Who cares?
No,
fuck him.
Like you do something to a child, and 15 is very, very, very much a child. You lose all.
Do you think that kid could grow up to be the mayor of New York?
Yeah. Why not?
She's from North Carolina.
You can still be the mayor of New York, right? You don't have to be born in New York to be the mayor.
That's true.
But
I've considered running for the mayor of New York City.
Hey, y'all vote for me. Like, wow, this lady.
I would never talk like that.
If you grew up in North Carolina, you would have.
That's true.
I don't know. It's very fucked up.
Like, you guys, the beginning of the doc, I thought he would have been a good politician.
Yeah.
It was like he got up on that podium, screaming down people, calling it, talking plainly, using plain language, no bullshit.
So then he gets an argument with a random guy.
Yeah,
and
okay, then, but
that guy like racially slurred his wife.
Still, just walk away from that. Like, no, you don't see a fucking Klan rally and be like, you know what? I'm going to tell these guys,
you know,
my 2 cents.
What he should have done,
just walk away,
was call out his racism and not get in a fight about his personal.
Yeah,
his face got real red, and he's like,
if someone said that to me, like if I was in that same situation, someone said, well, and you're married to a Muslim, I'd be like, fuck you. Like, I would be pissed.
No, in that situation, Tyler, you just set up that like you don't...
He didn't have anything to lose. He knew he was...
Yeah, and you have a security detail where you just look at, like, you just look at me and I'm like, I'll fuck that guy up.
But think about this.
You don't say anything.
He knew that there was cameras there. He knew that there was audio. He heard what happened. So if he played it cool, played it straight,
yeah, but like
moved
you just,
on, didn't turn around.
You just blatant racism in your face. You're like, oh, nope.
Well, no, hang on. Because like he's about to become the fucking mayor of New York.
Yeah.
So like I've got your face on camera. I've got your voice.
Oh, yeah.
I know where you fucking shop. So you're done.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was
going to be found in the.
Imagine he just said that, like the guy said, and then he's just like, 203 West. I'm like, oh shit, he knows my address.
Anthony
like,
Wiener was already done at that point. Like he knew he was done.
The Wiener was roasted.
But like if he was thinking,
yeah, that would have been great. Wiener,
but you know what
would have said his social insurance number?
But you know
it's in him. It's in his heritage.
Got him like all the good grades. See, if he had to just turn and said, hey, you know what? You can say whatever you want about me, but don't fucking bring my wife's race into this or my wife's religion into this.
She'll show up with a vest and blow us all up.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Edit that part out.
Who fucking cares? No, don't edit that.
Like that's really all he has to say, like, right? Like, and
yeah, exactly. Like, that's what it was weird that you're just like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And yeah.
He just needed to have like an advisor with an earpiece in. He'd be like, Anthony, no. Shut up. Just stop talking. Stop it.
I like that. Like if someone's going to be an asshole and you're going to fight back, yeah, that probably makes a better politician than someone who's just gonna shut up and play the press game.
I'm going to be mayor. I know where you live. Next question, and they're like,
but no, but then your constituents don't see that. They just see someone who just walked away from
injustice. That's why I fucking hate politics because you have to be so fucking.
But you shouldn't
dog faced.
So.
Two-faced
like bullshit. Chris was saying at the very beginning of this, it showed him talking about Medicare for vets and first responders, mm-hmm. and like he was getting up there, and he was passionate, he was getting pissed. Like, mm-hmm. you know what? Vote no, but don't play the game where you're like, oh well, yeah, they need it, but then support it.
I'm gonna vote because the rest of my friends are not voting.
Yeah.
Vote no.
Yeah,
show us who you are. Don't hide. Don't be a coward.
Mm-hmm. There's no way. American politician was like, oh, so you, Christian, voted no to give money to veterans. And you're like, can we not? Like, yeah, I did. Well, but publicly, let's not say that.
Say none of the scandal stuff happened, though. Like, I think that he would have probably won that mayoral race.
Yeah.
I think that he would have gone really far.
I mean,
him up to like be a presidential candidate.
He never would have ran because he was a congressman. And I bet you there would have been a presidential nomination at some point.
So they would have just
it's the same thing. Like
Wiener.
I love John, which is a crazy fucking thought.
Wonder what anyone in his family lineage has done something. Like if he had like a great, great uncle in the Second World War that like did the craziest shit or something.
Is it General Wiener?
Yeah, Revolutionary War, like Captain Wiener. You're like, what the fuck? Why didn't you guys change your goddamn name?
Major Wiener.
Yeah. So, gotten a bit of a bind.
But like, so that first part, like, I love John Stewart. John Stewart fights that fight very hard. He's very passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like that's what it reminded me of. Like John Stewart's a fucking, as far as I know, stand up dude.
Yeah. No bullshit. Straight down the line. Yeah.
He fights for that fight and unapologetically, which is awesome. Like, I think that's what makes a great politician. Like none of this like PR bullshit. Right.
Yeah, like, I agree. I mean,
you have to be passionate. Like,
if I were to choose,
so like, do you guys think like Trump's a good politician?
No,
because he's an idiot,
and he's
falsely
passionate. He's not really.
You think?
Oh yeah,
I think he's passionate about winning, but he's a fucking.
He's
idiot.
Passionate about power.
That's my problem.
That's all.
But how could he?
Right. Anthony Wiener's not a fucking idiot. Well, he's an idiot insofar as a few things, but he's. I think he's a generally smart person to be a politician. I don't think that you have to be a fucking genius. Like you're
clearly not.
Noam Chomsky's not going to
be a fucking
politician.
Yeah, because he'd be like, I'm not doing this.
No, but that's not the point. But like Anthony Wiener is not only able to talk to particular points and debate well, and he doesn't take much shit from many people.
Yeah.
But he's also a good rallier. Like he has the ability to speak to a group of people to appeal to them in a way that admittedly it garners votes and sympathy, but also, I think that he's not an idiot.
So
like Donald Trump can talk to a bunch of people he can press their buttons and he can talk to their soft spots and their weaknesses and pump them up and make them feel like he's for them. But he's a fucking retard.
And
how is he though? Like, how is he like a retard.
Because he makes bad decisions.
Listen to him talk.
And he's a fucking racist.
Yeah.
He's an anti-vaxxing racist idiot. So that's not good. But that's not good enough for me.
He goes where the political wind blows.
Yeah, like every politician.
No, but that's the thing with Wiener is that in the beginning of this doc, he stands up in front of hundreds of people, his colleagues and his political opponents.
Yeah.
And lays his hand down and says, I think that if you vote against this stuff, you're a bad person, colleague or no.
Yeah.
You won't ever see You won't ever see Bernie Sanders going to Republicans because he thinks that's his best way to power.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump knows that he
can. Oh, that's one of the best quotes. Like, hey, if I was to ever do this, I'd go Republican because these retards will vote for me.
Right. Yeah. So he's smart enough to know.
I just think it's hilarious. It's like a UFC fighter that's like, all right, like we're in a fight, Tyler, and like I'm going to go and I'm going to tell you how I'm going to beat you.
Sure.
And then I'm going to beat you.
And that's as far as his intelligence.
That's fucking hilarious to me.
As far as his intelligence goes, he knows that he can say shit to appeal to the lowest form of that base. And then that gets like it's like a pot bubbling or boiling.
Like, I just think like he's like pretty much like every other American politician.
Anthony Weiner?
No, Trump.
So,
of course he is.
Trump,
yeah,
Trump
and is Anthony, like, they're all the same.
But Trump is like a pot boiling on the stove. Starts bubbling at the bottom, like the lowest form of that fucking base.
Yeah.
And it bubbles and bubbles. Then all of a sudden it rises up through. People are like, oh, well, all these people believe it. It must be true. And then you get fucking smart Republicans that are believing the same shit it fucking rose from the bottom.
And they can't deny it either, because then they're going to be vilified within their own political party and more than likely lose their jobs either through threats or just through dissociation.
I'm just talking about voters.
Oh, I mean, but then it's just your social clout.
Like, right.
If you decide to disagree with your close friends who you know are all Republican, looks like you're not going to be fucking invited to the barbecue anymore, and you're not going to be able to play baseball and little league shit and school and PTA meeting. It's all downhill from there.
Sure.
If you reject that kind of political stuff openly when in the past you didn't, you're out. Like you're socially ostracized, which that's horrible. Like no one would choose to do that unless they had a backup plan they were an incredibly independent, strong person.
And I know these people are all on the left, but like AOC, like I don't think you wouldn't see her. Like
that's who I was thinking has 20 names.
Oh,
earlier.
Just three.
Yeah, but it's a lot, man.
Just more than two.
She's a goddamn CBC employee. Christian gets that joke.
Oh, I know. I get it.
Do you listen to CBC, Tyler?
I don't agree with that, but I get it.
You don't listen to CBC, well,
I
know, buddy.
I understand.
Every woman on there, I'm like, why do they have six fucking names? What's going on?
I think most people are taking hyphenated names. They're not taking like married names now.
I have four names.
The older I get, I'm like, I would have thrived in the 50s.
Yeah. Unfortunately, would have.
Yeah, we all would have. We're men.
Yeah, but my opinions.
What's the next doc? We just figured this one out. Although for Anthony Weiner, he didn't.
No,
I guess what I'm trying to get at is like fuck every politician on every fucking level. From like I want to get these group of people to presidents. I always think anyone that I have met from like local politics. Like, I'm not saying I've met presidents, but anyone that has that aspiration.
Mr. Alsop?
I could see them. Okay, then. There's shittiness there that I'm like, I don't want to be associated with this, because what the fuck is in your head where you want to control people or you think you can fix anything?
Well, I mean, we need them.
We do need them, but that's, I'm just like, I don't.
Yeah, no, like, it's a very shitty landscape right now.
But it always has been. It always has been. Because you could look and be like, oh no, fucking these dudes. And like, you don't think in the 1800s it was so goddamn easy to just run shit? He's like, fucking, like green haired people, they don't like God. And like, well, let's take them out. So like, it's all just slimy fucking bullshit.
Yeah. And power corrupts. Like,
yeah.
But I think that's like, you know what? I don't think Bernie Sanders would. Like, I think he's like, as fucking,
I don't know, man.
I think he's as fucking straight Sure, like, I don't think
America changes. Just, it has to like break your brain. If you're just like, all right, you're president and here you have the arsenal and you're like,
I'll say
all these weapons are mine.
Oh yeah. Like, well, I'll say 99.
I'm going to throw some over here and throw some over there.
99% of people cave and like I said, power corrupts.
It should just be like a committee.
They
like
get the power, but there's some people that do it for the right reasons. And
yeah, in Canada, in Canadian political history, Michael Ignatieff, strangely enough, went to school, got his doctorate in history, and I kind of think in either political science or philosophy, taught in Oxford for like 15 years, had different appointments to universities and was a professor, came back, ran, and had the head of the Liberal Party, ran for prime minister and lost
to Stephen Harper.
Was it Stephen Harper?
I believe so.
It was. It was pretty recent.
Yeah.
But I've read a handful of his books. I understand his biography.
Yeah.
I feel like he was aware of the idea of like Plato's philosopher king.
Yeah.
Like the from the Republic, that maybe the only people that ought to control other people are the very people that can understand. What is the foundation of power? Like, how does power work?
Mm-hmm.
How best? Like, essentially, they're just really educated people in that exact arena.
Yeah.
It's rare, but I think for Canadian history, I think Michael Ignatieff would be one of those people that who got into politics for
the really
good reasons.
Yeah.
Like, he was just an honest person. He was educated. He had a great purview of global history.
Yeah.
He was now, smart.
And
he was
a writer. Would he have made a great politician? We don't know. Like, could he have handled the economic pressures? Could he have?
But so this is where I think that some people fail when they imagine politics is that Justin Trudeau is not sitting in a fucking golden chair at the at the head of some great hall with slaves in rags, telling everyone what the fuck to do. You have experts that you're just there to rally your, you're essentially the manager of a business and you have department heads.
But so I think like
you talk to the economics minister.
But if we didn't have someone like Stephen Harper through like the 2008, like I think Stephen Harper as an economist.
Well, then Stephen Harper could have been the minister of economics.
Right.
Yeah.
That but, like that, I guess that's what I'm saying is that if someone gets in and they're not an expert in economics, it's a bloody good thing that I could just fucking hire someone who is.
Yeah.
Well, you need someone to get elected. You need someone to get elected though. You can't just hire someone. It needs to be an elected official.
No, you pick your cabinet.
Yeah. In Canada,
from elected officials.
Oh, well, like he's already running for prime minister. So like, this person can easily collect votes from the Conservative Party to run as economic minister.
But that's not unfortunately the way it works.
No, but I guess I'm just saying that it's like it's not impossible. No, of course, Stephen Harper could have been.
You think Trudeau employed a marriage expert?
What do you mean for his breakup?
Yeah,
like yeah, for his like couples therapy.
And you paid for it, Mitch.
That's true. No, I guess I guess
therapist is like you need to get over the fact that Fidel is your dad, and like, he's like, oh,
so
I can't.
In order to make that happen, like the way you're saying it, is like. You literally need someone to run for office.
I could just ask them to do it.
This is why I advocate dictatorships, because you just get one guy. Fuck it.
You can't just ask someone to run.
No, I could suggest to you, but like, Tyler, I think that you'd be a good fit for the ministry.
Isn't that like insider trading?
But they need
Can we do that?
They need to raise a certain amount of money. They need to...
I guess all I'm saying is that like, if someone like Michael Ignatieff were to have been elected prime minister... he has experts to handle the departments that he's not an expert in.
Maybe.
Dude, he'd have British sounding people, like British experts, because he went to Oxford. Well, so he'd have those cool connects.
Most people who run
that'd
for
be sick.
Like, MPs or and like are lawyers. Like that's their background. Yeah,
pieces
like,
well, their background's of like, shit.
Political, for sure. As well, like you can't just walk like but any like, law firm around here, you can't just go to the Parliament Hill and be like, I'd like to run for the minister of economics.
Right, but I'm just saying like,
hey, the ATL twins worked for a lawyer and they have face tattoos.
There's no guarantee that you'll have an economist and a medical expert and a,
there's no guarantee,
foreign policy expert that all ran and got in your party. Because you can't.
Yeah.
I can't say, oh, hey, well, there's an economist over in the Conservative Party. I'll make him my cabinet minister. Because you can't.
Because it's cross-party?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Your cabinet ministers are from your part, or from the governing party.
That right. seems fucking dumb.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
For the greater good. Though.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a ton of sense.
The greater good of, because then it's just like, oh, yeah. my team yeah. is now, and then the other side is just like, oh, wait until we get in.
Yeah. They're going to change everything. Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
It is fucking
That's
stupid.
That's why I advocate for dictatorships, man. Dude, Gaddafi had a great run until the end when Hillary came in and fucked his ass. But he was one of like the longest running dictators.
Yeah.
And his security forces were like banging hot women.
I feel like you're missing the point.
Yeah.
What?
You'd be fucked in Gaddafi's regime. Like,
I would be?
Yeah, you're not a smoking hot woman.
No, I don't know. I would do something fun for Gaddafi.
Yeah.
Or that guy in Tehran that like made up new laws every day. I know I'd last a week, but still, I'd be like, eh, whatever, at least he's having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
you'd have to say that, legally obliged to say that.
Yeah. As they take your head off, you're like, well, at least you guys are having fun, right?
President of Tehran's having a good day.
Yeah.
Tuesday's Wednesday.
Yeah. No, it's super fucked up.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think it's difficult to find a politician who gets into it for the right reasons. Ocasio-Cortez, bizarrely enough, we've seen her talk. I mean, I think that she got into it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
She was kind of pressured into it, but
that's the homies with Hill Dog.
Look, that's one of the hallmarks of great leadership is someone who doesn't seek it out, but has the skills and is desired by people, literally pure democracy, encouraged to be their leaders. Like
give you the crown
appointed. Yeah, exactly. Like someone has given you the leadership role because they simply recognize through majority rule that you would do a good job.
Does she still work for Hill Dog?
I don't know.
She's a
congressman.
Yeah.
Congresswoman.
Oh, I thought she worked for Hillary Clinton.
She's her own person. Yeah.
Really?
She just works for herself.
Oh.
Well, like she's a Democratic.
Yeah, yeah. I thought she had something to do with Hill.
No.
Other than that they're in the same party? No.
Scissor Sisters? What? Maybe.
Is Hillary Clinton still like politically active or is she kind of done?
Bro, she's going to be politically active until she dead.
I don't know if she has like a role within the Democratic Party.
She... Dude, who else is going to make those sick ass pantsuits popular?
That's a good point, actually.
She rocks sick gear.
Anthony fucking Weiner.
American politics.
I believe she's a diplomat right now.
To where? North Korea? China? Russia? Listen up, Putin.
Do you have an earpiece for Alex Jones is telling you what to say?
Yeah,
this
dog.
Is crazy.
Sometimes,
dude, you don't think Hillary Clinton as a fucking diplomat to North Korea would be hilarious?
It would be funny. We shouldn't do politic docs anymore.
No, we shouldn't because I fucking hate politics. And this is, I'm like, fuck it. They're all lizard people that fuck kids. I don't care.
I don't like actual real politics, like the practical shit like we just saw with Anthony Weiner. No. Not a huge fan. I do like...
Gotta get into the scandal.
Like political theory and like political science, like the concept of politics. It's beautiful. Yeah. I love it. It's great. The philosophy of politics, but I fucking hate actual politics because it's never nice. It's never clean. It's never honest.
I mean, Stalin ran a pretty clean ship.
Yeah, there was no one there. It was just him in a room alone.
Because I killed everyone on the ship.
So... Right now,
the only way.
Right now, Hillary Clinton is the 11th Chancellor of Queen's University, Belfast.
What?
Yeah.
She's the one that fucking fixed the troubles?
Is that the right Clinton?
Yes.
She's the Chancellor of the Belfast branch of Queen's University.
Not this Queen's University. Not our Queen's University.
No. Yeah.
No, over in the UK.
Yeah.
Different entity.
Different queens. I mean, the queens in England is the same queens as Kingston.
No.
Absolutely, they're connected. Yes, they are. We are a branch.
I will prove that's wrong.
Next week.
But she's kicking it in Ireland.
Yeah, that's that American Hillary Clinton is currently the Chancellor of
the IRA. You think she's got cool like IRA merch?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is a flag that they use to kill a. I don't know if they're Protestant or. I always
which Ireland?
The cool one.
The independent one?
Yeah.
Are they orange? I always get them mixed up.
So do I.
I mean, 50-50 chance.
And wasn't it all because of like maybe Mother Mary was a whore and the one side thinks that she isn't?
No, it's just Catholic and Protestant.
Yeah, but don't they, the, like, they recognize
that's that, not the division.
I thought it was, like, that simple.
No, not at all.
I thought it was, like, hilariously simple that, like, we recognize Jesus's mom, and the other side's like, we don't recognize
Queen's University is not affiliated with any other
country. Oh, in your face, bitch!
What? Okay, no, they definitely are, but...
What the fuck?
That's Wikipedia.
Yeah. So what the fuck source do you have?
There was a representative who's the administrator of the buildings in England talking about fixing up the building in Kingston.
So how does the building in Kingston have no money? Then why can't they just call England and be like, give us money?
That was what the radio show was about.
Yeah. No, but it was started on its own in
1839.
By Presbyterians.
We'll talk about this later.
Presbyterians.
We've got Wiener to discuss.
What do they believe? Do they believe Jesus?
They modeled the university after the University of Edinburgh and the University of Glasgow.
It's Glasgow?
Glasgow.
Bunch of Scottish fucks.
Yeah.
We can rip on them. We're Scottish. I just want to rip on everyone today. I don't really care.
Yeah, you're in a bad mood.
No, man. I'm in a fun mood. It's
I'm in a fun mood.
Politics.
Literally trying to burn the world down.
Yeah. You don't think Hitler one everyone's afternoon was just running through a field of daisies like
boom boom.
I'm high as fuck on Pervitin.
Kicking the heads off dandelions.
Oh hey Ava, what's up? You're 15. Come over here.
Yeah.
That was a good old day. But yeah. Fuck him.
Fucking Wiener being a wiener.
So he only did like a like
21 months.
21.
In like minimum
How old is that in a baby?
That is almost 2 years.
It's more than 2 years.
That's old enough for. That's almost old enough for Anthony to find attractive.
3 months shy of 2 years.
Oh, on your second birthday. Where did he? Do we know where he went to prison?
I can tell you, yeah.
And like, dude, you on file. If you're the prison guard, and like this file comes in, you're like, Anthony Wiener. Oh, that's a funny name. What did he? Shut the fuck up. He's in here for sex crimes, and his last name's Wiener. Like, what kind of joke are you running? Is this Impractical Jokers? Like, what's going on here?
There's a phenomenon. I can't remember exactly what it's called. I always forget. Nominative reduplication.
Oh, yeah.
I
think. Yeah.
Yeah. If your last name is Plumber, like, it's a pretty good chance that you're going to become a plumber.
Yeah.
More than anything else. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Anthony Wiener sending dick pics. I mean, the word's been in his mouth for, like, how fucking
so if I name my kid, like, my son, like, Big Dick, and his last name's Henderson, then like there's a probability that
no.
Oh. Okay.
No, so when he grows up, he'll grow up to be some kind of Henderson.
Just a giant asshole like his dad.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah. Fuck yeah, that's all I could ask for.
He spent 21 months in the Federal Medical Center, Devens.
What?
It's a US federal prison in Massachusetts for male inmates requiring specialized or long-term medical or mental health care.
Yeah, that bro didn't do hard time.
Yeah, so
I mean, he did time hard.
Yeah,
which means it has inmates from different security classifications, from white collar criminals to mobsters and sex offenders.
So, do you think that the best way to provide therapy for someone who sends explicit images and communicates with a minor is to send explicit images and communicate with so many not minors that they shift their preference?
Yeah.
So instead of them being 15, they're 21.
Yeah.
And I just need to reassociate what I find attractive. So the only way to do that,
a 21-year-old twink.
The only way for me to do that is to just barrage myself day in, day out with pictures of attractive 21-year-olds.
That's solid.
So I need to reconvince myself.
You should be a psychologist. We could rehabilitate these guys.
I don't want to do it.
But just be like, take 12 and you put the 2 in front of the 1. Now it's 21. Boom.
It's the same thing. You like it, you just don't know.
Yeah.
There's so it says like current inmates.
Oh, who do we got in there?
So there's a lot
John Travolta?
No, there's a lot of mobsters.
Sick. Like famous ones?
Because
that means Anthony, like, hey Anthony.
Vittorio Little Vic.
Fuck you, Wiener.
Little Vic Arena.
Oh man, mobsters have the coolest fucking names.
He was the acting boss of the Colombo crime family.
Sick.
That's a good one.
That's and you know that guy's having the greatest time in jail.
Yeah,
like he does not have a hard minute in jail.
You know who used to be there?
Anthony Wiener.
No, but someone else.
Charles Manson.
Bill Clinton.
I don't think he's ever been in prison.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, no. He had a short prison run.
That's not even long enough for a transfer, I guess.
Nope. Joker Sarnaev.
Yeah. The Joker?
You know who this guy?
I don't know.
What?
Heath. Well, you kind of stumbled through the name, so I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Did you mean to say Joaquin Phoenix?
Joker Sarnaev.
Was that the guy? Oh, the guy who tried to kill a president?
No.
Oh.
No.
That guy's out and makes music now.
Sarnaev?
That's Saran.
Yeah. He makes music on YouTube. It's terribly awesome.
Did he try to kill Trump?
No, he tried to kill a president in like the 80s.
The guy I said was the guy who killed RFK.
Yeah, that guy is out.
Okay.
Then, yeah.
No.
Anyways, who is this guy?
Boston Bomber.
Oh, the younger
brother.
Yeah, the sexy bomber.
The Boston Marathon?
They put him on the Times.
Bomber?
Yeah.
They put him on the front of the Times, and we're like, look at this attractive suicide bomber.
Really?
And what people were like, suicide? He walked away from his bomb.
Whoa.
Forgetful. He's a forgetful suicide bomber.
Still, there were people that were like, I'd let that guy blow up my pussy. And you're like, fuck yeah, lady. Good job.
I'm saving that tweet.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
This is never going to bite you in the ass one day.
Yeah, just remember how fucking stupid you said.
And his brother got in a fight with the cops, and then the cops threw lead at his face.
No, he ran over his brother.
He did?
Yeah, I literally listened to that whole...
It was creepy when we were in Boston and we were down there, and you're like, this is the spot where the bombing happened. And I was like, ooh, that's creepy.
So I lived in Toronto then, and I had a police scanner on my phone. I listened to that whole manhunt.
You were just like,
from start, like I got off work at 11, got home at like 11:30. Like it was like, I got a notification like, oh, lots of people are listening to Boston. So I turned it on, and just before they shot the cop at Harvard or MIT.
Yeah.
I think it was MIT. So I listened to it before that. And then they're searching for, I was up till like 6:45 in the morning listening to it.
God and damn.
Fucking amateur investigator over here.
I heard them talk about how he ran over his brother and they're throwing pipe bombs at the police.
Do they say like hilariously racist shit on?
No, not on the radio.
That sucks.
Very formal.
I don't think that they didn't really know who they were at this point.
They're still American cops. Yeah.
They didn't know they're like, I mean,
no, but they've got so many slurs to choose from.
That's what I'm saying. If they could be like, oh, is this a brownie again? You're like, what? They're just throwing this out there over a fucking police scanner.
They were white.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're just like. The cops are just like,
they're Chechen.
We got to take, they're not real white, Tyler. Come on.
They're white.
They're the original white.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
The Caucasus.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't. Okay. I take back my statement. I'll fucking say anything about anyone in the world, but I don't want to fuck with that part of the world because they'll fuck us up.
But yeah, so he was there. Bernie Madoff's brother, Peter, was there.
Whoa.
Cool, I guess.
John Gambino from the Gambino crime family.
Why did Madoff's brother, brother go down with Madoff?
Yeah. Or he pled guilty in 2012 to conspiracy to commit securities fraud and falsifying investment records.
Sounds like a fun prison.
He's there because he's a fucking idiot? Or
because his brother...
Why wouldn't he just go to real jail?
Hey!
Because he has enough money. He's like, I'm not going to real jail.
D-Rock Butler's there.
You know, what's D-Rock Butler?
He's a former bodyguard of Biggie Smalls.
Oh, D-Rock.
Yeah. Fucking failure.
He was,
hey man, I wasn't there that night in Vegas.
He was one of the shooters on a February 25th, 2001 shootout outside Hot 93.7 Studios that involved rapper Lil Kim against rappers Capone and Noriega.
Yeah. Man, Noriega has a... I don't know. It's not Noriega. It's Nori. Never mind. Different people.
Mm. Yeah.
Podcasts.
So.
Interesting prison.
I'd go to that prison. It sounds fun. It's like the prison that... the guy from Cheech and Chong went to. Fuck, what the fuck's his name?
D-Rock.
Yeah, Tommy Chung. He was cellmates with Jordan Belfort.
Mm.
Yeah. So like, what a great time.
Why would they put those two famous people together?
They weren't. Jordan Belfort wasn't famous at the time.
He's definitely famous for his...
Well, famous for his case. And then Tommy Chong's like, hey, you should write a screenplay and make some money off of this. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I just think like the prison director, like the warden putting those two people together.
Maybe they can shoot the shit. I don't know. I guess it's better than like, let's put Tommy Chong in with like a severe, I'm using a pretty white collar, but yeah, someone with like a hardened criminal. You're like, that's kind of fucked up.
We don't want to kill Tommy Chong.
Just give him some financial advice.
Yeah.
D-Rock is not there anymore. He was released as well as John Gambino was released in 2006, but I'm pretty sure.
Sounds like P. Diddy might go to that jail soon.
Yeah?
He's the one next.
For what?
P. Diddy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. P. Diddy's in, like, all types of trouble. Sending
fucking Diddy pics?
No, he, like, awesomely blackmails people. But, yeah, of like, course. Does stuff like that. But there was a situation where someone alleged that the person, like, this guy signed a deal or did something. And then P. Diddy's like, if you tell anyone or do anything, like, I'm gonna, like, rape you. Or, like, the allegations are hilarious. He allegedly plays, like, naked basketball and naked tennis.
Oh, well, fucking cuff me.
And, like, hell yeah, P. Diddy.
I mean, okay, so who, did
you guys watch this doc naked? And, like, all this, like, weird gay stuff?
No.
You didn't watch this doc naked?
I thought Tyler did, because he said he was showering after he watched it.
Immediately
I had a shower after I watched it,
yeah. It's probably wise, actually.
I put the TV in the bathroom. Is that weird?
Yeah.
It's waterproof. It's fine.
Do you have a clear shower curtain?
I made it clear.
How the... You didn't watch it naked then?
I didn't even watch this.
What the fuck?
I've seen this before. If you guys...
I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. Some of it was hard to
watch. If you guys really want to watch a neat interview with this crazy fuck... Watch him on Patrick Bet David's podcast.
Mm.
It gets to the point that you're like, I don't understand why Anthony Weiner did this. Like, I don't get why he's not just like, all right, yeah, like I'm done.
Why he did the interview?
Yeah. Because he's like ripping on Patrick David on something. And then Patrick Bet David's like, well, you see, I'm not the one who has a problem with sending dick pics to 15-year-old girls. And then Anthony's response is,
but...
nothing. And you're like, oh, and he just sits there and takes it. And there's like Patrick Bet David with like his three or four. So essentially it's like four against one. And Anthony's just like, so guys, how's it going?
Did Anthony Weiner run for mayor twice?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he obviously lost twice.
Dude, Marion Barry, the mayor of DC, got caught smoking crack, did jail time, got out, ran for the mayor of DC, won again. So the moral of the story is just don't do anything with children. You can do hard drugs.
Yeah. Honestly, look at the Toronto mayor.
Cheat on your wife, but they're like, just don't.
Yeah. Not the current one, the Ford.
The cool one.
Yeah. Admittedly, I mean, he's pretty cool.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Smoking crack, ordering hookers.
When? So I was
he must have been like a fun. That's like the closest thing that I think Canada's going to get to a dictator. Because there had to have been people under him that were just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I was living in Toronto at that point, and someone said that, like, this just broke. I was like, there's no fucking way that's real. Like, there's no way.
Oh, that's a real video.
Yeah, we have it on video. There's no way. That's a fake video.
Oh, there he is. Oh, no, fuck. Yeah,
that's real.
And then all the stickers and graffiti I'd see in Toronto after that, I was like, I want this on a t-shirt. Like, this is so sick.
People were selling weed named after him. And
oh, there's probably still a strain of weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was also
fucking hilarious.
I totally forgot. I was gonna say instead of I'm here with Mitch and Christian, I was gonna say I'm here with like Harry Hazard and
oh yeah, his aliases. Yeah.
Carlos Danger.
Yeah. What a fucking terrible.
Do I look like a Carlos? I think he looks like more of a Carlos than I do.
I'd be stopped at an airport.
Yeah.
If I shaved off the rest of my beard, I'd be stopped
at the airport. Open up your chest there, big guy. You got bombs?
I got a couple of bombs.
No. Are you Chechen?
I don't look Chechen.
But yeah. So I have selected next week.
What's Anthony do now? Is he like motivational speaker or something?
Private sector, I think.
Just don't do, hire me to don't do what I did?
Yeah.
You think we could hire him to just berate him for like an hour?
That'd be like, sick,
how
actually.
Fucking stupid are you?
Like, he's not going to do it now if you say that. You can't say
that. Have you ever seen Hillary Clinton naked?
We should probably
no, but I've seen
show.
Bill. Like, wait, what? Why did you see Bill naked? You know,
I don't want to have him.
You know where he keeps his saxophone? Like, no, I don't want to know that.
Oh, you know, so
got a little sheath for it.
Have you ever watched the TV show Homeland?
No,
kind of.
I fucking love that show. I didn't make the connection. So basically, an Anthony Weiner storyline runs through that. So
we got a loose Weiner.
No, the character Damian Lewis plays, the guy, the congressman or the military guy who comes back and they think might be a terrorist.
I don't know.
He,
ISIS got him. Bro, ISIS broke a white guy.
So basically,
I know literally nothing.
Yeah, okay, ISIS broke a white guy.
So let me lay it out. Homeland
broke a bunch.
No,
Carrie Fisher, not Carrie Fisher. What's her name in the show? Her real name.
I'd be sick if Princess Leia was in it.
Angela Lansbury.
Claire Danes.
Oh,
Angela. Is it Claire? No, it's not.
Mary Poppins.
Anyway, it's about this female CIA agent.
Real true story.
This military guy gets kidnapped over in Iraq. They think he's dead. Then all of a sudden he gets released. And they're like, oh, what the fuck? And she's like, I have intel here that he may be like a agent for the other side now.
He's got Allah Akbar in his eye now.
They turned him. But he comes back over as a war hero.
They pimp his ass out.
Great. And he gets elected to Congress. But, and that's everyone thinks like, oh, it's great. And this CIA agent, and she has bipolar, so she's like, not everyone takes her seriously all the time.
Do you think the CIA would actually employ someone that's bipolar?
I'm sure.
I'm sure they do by accident.
Yeah. But anyways, so the reason he gets into Congress, I'm just reading here, is there is a congressman, Dick Johnson,
in the
show that gets ousted from Congress for a sexting picture scandal.
God damn.
Yeah, and
beautiful.
Congressman Allah Akbar wouldn't be sending those dick pics because that's a no-go on his team.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be sick? And he becomes president and then just the ISIS flag. You're like, oh, shit.
And then
Oops.
Law and Order SVU did an episode called October Surprise.
Why doesn't Anthony get credited for these? They're like creative, at least creative credibility. Like, hey, you guys got this storyline from my life.
Yeah.
That'd be sick to watch those.
Some of the headlines in this doc were fucking hilarious.
Oh, it had to be fun to be a journalist when this is coming out. Because like I said, you're like, no. Yeah, and like, what's the girl's last name? Pussy? Like, come on. What are we going to... like
Leathers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Amazing.
Yeah. That like her legal name?
I'm pretty sure.
Holy fuck. This whole thing, like, dude, if aliens exist, we tell them this story. They're like, was that a movie that won an Oscar? What? You're like, no, dude, it's real life.
That was a year of news.
We got to nuke this whole fucking planet. This place is fucked.
You guys are so stupid.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Do you think there's like Donald Trump dick pics out there?
Probably.
Ooh, gross. Yeah. I do.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's a hilarious thought.
Do you know what is funny to think
good thing
that
they
like
have digital Zoom now?
Or he just sends them to his wife and she's just like, God delete. Damn it. Like, what the fuck? I don't look at me and look
she
at
just
him.
Gives she gave her phone that Trump has the number to an aide and she has a different phone.
I was like, Barron, look at what your silly dad's doing again. This crazy fucker.
My God. That's fucking sick.
Oh yeah, like the South Park episode with Butters where Cartman can't look at the negative comments, so he just gets Butters to filter it, and Butters goes crazy because there's so much negativity. Like, I've seen so much dick.
Melania has an aide.
I can't
definitely that takes care of that shit for her.
I have
blows her head off.
I have picked the
I can't do it.
The next documentary.
You have?
Yeah.
Is it good? If it's not good,
if it's a political one, I'm throwing this microphone at Christian's face.
Throw it at Tyler's face.
It has 7.2 out of 10. And Osama bin Laden is listed as a star in it.
Fuck yeah. Osambi.
It's called The Oath. It tells the story of two men whose fateful encounter in 1996 set them on a course of events that led them to Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden, 9/11, Guantanamo, and the U.S. Supreme Court.
What?
What the fuck?
When we grow up, we're going to fucking kill lots of brown people.
Yes, yes, we are. I'll take an oath to that.
You and Nate Dogg didn't do that when you were 13?
Little blood brothers? No.
Nate Dogg, by the time we're 20, we're going to kill 7 different ethnicities. Like, yeah. That's how Americans grow up, buddy.
That's like a part of their school. That's like it's like social studies for them.
Yeah.
So one last little tidbit about Wiener. So
how big is his wiener?
I mean, in the one picture, it looked fairly sizable. I don't know, but
you could find him.
I'm sure being a little hot, he's pretty stacked.
Anthony Wiener declined to endorse the completed film upon release.
Oh, really?
No way.
He claimed he had no intention of even seeing the documentary, adding, I already know how it ends.
Good point. He's like, I got shit for you that you don't even know.
Yeah.
Gross.
There were 250. Like, what? Or if it was like the Jinx where he just like outs himself even harder the last 30 seconds. Like, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, there was a point in the doc where he was in the back seat and they were talking about... he was reading a little news article and he was saying all this stuff. It was basically praise for him written in this article.
Ew.
And then it said that... as far as the offense goes, it was just like a text-based relationship. They were never in the same room with each other. And then like he kind of looks at the camera and like half rolls his eyes and then continues reading.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, you're definitely in the same room as each other.
You know how many times I came alone? I wish that bitch was there.
Fuck.
Okay. on that note, we will be back.
Fuck this guy.
With The Oath next week.
The Oath.
The Oath.
I'm half excited.
I hope we get to hear sound bites from Osambi.
Books, we will.
Yeah.
Star of the show. We'll
see. I love America.
Okay. Later, you two dicks.
Bye.
Bye.